Interview with a wildlife photographer.
Today in the studio, our special guest is the nature photographer Ingo Arndt. Welcome to the programme, Ingo. Thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome, and a good morning to you too.
Ingo, you are a professional nature and wildlife photographer. Your pictures are regularly published worldwide in newspapers and magazines. Your photos hang in galleries all around the world, and you have also won several awards, such as Wildlife Photographer of the Year. How did you get started in photography?
When I was a boy, I spent a lot of time outside in the woods near my house with my father. He showed me how to observe nature, and then at some point I wanted to capture these moments on camera.
What do you take photos of, Ingo?
All animals on all seven continents, from majestic African elephants to tiny ants. I also take landscape photos and plant photos, but mainly wildlife photos.
Right. And do you have a favourite motif?
That's a difficult question. One of my favourite animals is the Patagonian puma. These are the most beautiful cats in the world, which live in one of the wildest and most stunning parts of the world, Patagonia, in southern Chile. Pumas are very shy animals and extremely well adapted to their environment. This makes them very difficult to photograph.
Ah, that's something I wanted to ask you about. What are the challenges of taking photos in the wild?
You must be able to work in extreme conditions. There are aspects you cannot influence, such as the weather or light conditions. For example, in Antarctica, I spent days trapped at a base because it was too dangerous to go out. The emperor penguins had to stick it out in the freezing temperatures and storm, but I would not have survived for 1 hour.
Your work sounds dangerous. Which animals are the most dangerous in your job? Crocodiles? Elephants? Poisonous snakes?
As a photographer, I try not to disturb the animals in their environment. I am experienced. I know how close I can get to an elephant, for example, before it will threaten me. For me, the most dangerous animal in the wild is probably the mosquito due to the risk of malaria.
Oh, that is interesting. What project are you working on at the moment?
For the past year, I have been documenting the lives of redwood ants.
Wow, that certainly is different to photographing big mammals.
Yes, their size is definitely a challenge. They are so tiny, only about 1 centimetre long, but they are extraordinary animals. Their social behaviour and teamwork are incredible.
And what are your plans for the future?
I would like to do a project on mountain lions in Colorado. They are fascinating animals. Very shy, which makes them difficult to photograph, like many big cats. It is this challenge which motivates me.
Maybe one last question. What would be the most important piece of advice you could give to someone who wanted to start taking photos of wildlife?
Be patient. I sometimes have to wait for days for the one photo I want. Secondly, don't concentrate too much on your camera equipment. Think more about the type of picture you want to take. Try to learn as much as you can about animal behaviour.
Ingo Arndt, thank you for this interesting interview.
It's been a pleasure.